Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Alhamdulillah. Just one second. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad. And I'm broadcasting while doing a task. This morning it's 5 a.m. I'm doing a task and I'm broadcasting. We call the Adhan and make the prayer. We make the prayer, the Fajr prayer. So I'll call the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash-hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash-hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash-hadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ash-hadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah. Hayya al-salah. Hayya al-falah. Hayya al-falah. As-salatu qayrun min al-na'um. As-salatu qayrun min al-na'um. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. For you who are making the Fajr prayer, we'll take a little time to make our Sunnah prayers. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we'll make the Fajr prayer now. Bilahi min shaitan rajim. Wa la ilaha illallah. Shukran anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Khayla salah, khayla salah, khayla falah, khayla falah. Kamati salah, kamati salah. La ilaha illallah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين واتقين فما تقوا الله كان تنسى نسيك من الدنيا الرجال قوامون على نساء بارك سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bilal Farajim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Yawmiddin. Ya Karaburu, Ya Karastain. Ithina Surat al-Mustaqim. Surat al-Ladina ta'alihim. Qaybu Maktubi alayhim. Adahdeen. Amin. Who Allahu Ahad Allahu Subad Lam Yalid Walam Yulad Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu Liman Hamida. Sami Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Dear believers, alhamdulillah, this is the Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line. This is the Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line. The Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line is established to support the Sister Claire Muhammad school, our school, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school.com. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school.com. STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. So, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school, this is our school, our Islamic school that we have envisioned here in Los Angeles. Alhamdulillah, we want to establish a Sister Claire Muhammad school and emphasize science, technology, engineering, and math at our school here in Los Angeles. So we have this Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line to gather believers who want to support that effort that we have and, you know, want to help us. Alhamdulillah. And I'm doing a task this morning, but, you know, with the greatness of the technology, you could do, you know, several things. We could do several things, you know, and at one time. So the cornerstone of our effort after the prayer is to read 130 for the Holy Quran. And let me get that. Let me get the cab out. And we want to do that. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. We want to read 130 of the Holy Quran just like we did in Ramadan. Why not? Why not continue with that spirit of power that Allah gave us when He commanded us to fast during Ramadan? Alhamdulillah. So let's read 130 of the Holy Quran. Let me get my glasses and let's begin. Let's begin. Let's begin. Praise be to Allah. And we left off. Okay. 28th, 30th. This is the 28th, 30th day of the calendar, of the Islamic calendar. I really don't know exactly which month, but we, Allah has allowed us to, or Allah has allowed the scholars to divide the Holy Quran into 30 parts. So we're on the 28th of the 30th part. We read. I have not had a chance to see who's with us this morning, but I'm going to begin reading on page 1432, Surah 58, page 1432, Al-Mujadila, the woman who pleads. Page 1432, I'm starting off at number one. Allah has indeed heard and accepted the statement of the woman who pleads with thee concerning her husband and carries her complaint in prayer to Allah. And Allah always hears the arguments between both sides among you, for Allah hears and sees all things. If any men among you divorce their wives by zihar, calling them mothers, they cannot be their mothers. None can be their mothers except those who gave them birth. And in fact, they use words both iniquitous and false. For truly Allah is one that blots out sins and forgives again and again. But those who divorce their wives by zihar and wish to go back on the words they uttered, alhamdulillah, it is ordained that such a one should free a slave before they touch each other.
this are ye admonished to perform, and Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. And if any has not the wherewithal, he should fast for 2 months consecutively before they touch each other. But if any is unable to do so, he should feed 60 indigent ones. This that ye may show your faith in Allah and His Messenger. These are limits set by Allah. For those who reject Him, there is a grievous penalty. So let me search up. I'm on page 1434, number 5. Those who resist Allah and His Messenger will be humble. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Come on, stop you here. One second. Yeah. Those who resist Allah and His Messenger will be humbled to dust, as were those before them. For we have already sent down clear signs, and the unbelievers will have a humiliating penalty on the day that Allah will raise them all up again and show them the truth and meaning of their conduct. Allah has reckoned its value, though they may have forgotten it. Allah witness to all things. Seest thou not that Allah doth know all that is in the heavens and on earth? There is not a secret consultation between thee, but He makes the fourth among them, nor between five, but He makes the sixth, nor between fewer, nor more, but He is with them, wheresoever they be. In the end will He tell them the truth of their conduct on the day of judgment. The Allah is full of knowledge of all things. Allah. Turnest thou not thy sight towards those who were forbidden secret counsel, yet revert to that which they were forbidden to do. And they hold secret counsels among themselves for iniquity and hostility. And we came to a section, and I'm going to see who's in the queue. Let me read this section here, and if somebody wants to read, press one on your phone. I know everybody can't necessarily do what I'm doing, but let's do our best. Turnest thou not thy sight towards those who were forbidden secret counsels, yet revert to that which they were forbidden to do, and they hold secret counsels among themselves for iniquity and hostility, disobedience to the messenger. And when they come to thee, they salute thee not as Allah salutes thee, but in crooked ways. And they say to themselves, why does not Allah punish us for our words? Enough for them is hell. In it will they burn, and evil is that destination. O ye who believe, when ye hold secret counsel, do it not for iniquity and hostility and disobedience to the messenger, but do it for righteousness and self-restraint, and fear Allah, to whom ye shall be brought back. Secret counsels are only inspired by the evil one in order that he may cause grief to the believers, but he cannot harm them in the least except as Allah permits. And on Allah, let the believers put their trust. O ye who believe, when ye are told to make room in the assembly, spread out and make room. Ample room will Allah provide for you. And when ye are told to rise up, rise up. Allah will raise up to suitable ranks and degrees those of you who believe and who have been granted knowledge. And Allah is well acquainted with all you do. O ye who believe, when ye consult the messenger in private, spend something in charity before your private consultation. That will be best for you and most conducive to purity of conduct. But if you find not the wherewithal, Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. is it that ye are afraid of spending some in charity before your private consultation with him? If then ye do not so, and Allah forgives you, then at least establish regular prayer, practice regular charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. And Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. So, I'm at section 3. I'm at page 41437, and I'm going to see who is with us.
If I'm this morning, and if somebody wants to read, they can. All praise be to Allah. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Just 1 second, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay, all praise be to Allah. We have none right now. Turneth thou not. I'm at section 3. I'm on page 1437. Turneth thou not thy attention to those who turn in friendship to such as have the wrath of Allah upon them. They are neither of you nor of them, and they swear to falsehood knowingly. Allah has prepared for them a severe penalty. Evil indeed are their deeds. They have made their oaths a screen for their misdeeds. Thus they have struck men from the path of Allah. Therefore shall they have a humiliating penalty. Of no profit whatever to them against Allah will be their riches, nor their sons. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein for aye. One day will Allah raise them all up for judgment. Then will they swear to him as they swear to you, and they think that they have something to stand upon. No, indeed, they are but liars. The evil one has got the better of them, so he has made them lose the remembrance of Allah. They are the party of the evil one. Truly, it is the party of the evil one that will perish. Those who resist Allah and His Messenger will be among those most humiliated. Allah has decreed, it is I and my messengers who must prevail, for Allah is one full of strength, able to enforce His will. Thou will not find any people who believe in Allah in the last day, loving those who resist Allah and His Messenger, even though they were their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their kindred. For such he has written faith in their hearts and strengthened them with the spirit from himself. And he will admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Allah will be well pleased with them, they with him. They are the party of Allah. Truly, it is the party of Allah. Truly, it is the party of Allah that will achieve felicity. O Jibrilahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. I'm at Surah 59 on page 1442. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth, let it declare the praises and glory of Allah, for He is exalted in might, the wise. It is He who got out the unbelievers among the people of the book from their homes and the first gathering of the forces. Little did you think that they would get out. And they thought that their fortresses would defend them from Allah. But the wrath of Allah came to them from quarters from which they little expected.
it and cast terror into their hearts so that they destroy their dwellings by their own hands and the hands of the believers. Take warning then, O ye with eyes to see. And had it not been that Allah had decreed banishment for them, he would certainly have punished them in this world and in the hereafter. They shall certainly have the punishment of the fire. I'm on page 1443. Whether ye cut down, O ye Muslims, the tender palm trees, or ye left them standing on their roots, it was by leave of Allah, and in order that he might alhamdulillah, just 1 second. In order that he might cover with shame the rebellious transgressors. For Allah has bestowed on his messenger and taken away from them. For this, he made no expedition with either cavalry or camelry. But Allah gives power to his messengers over any he pleases. And Allah has power over all things. For Allah has bestowed on his messenger and taken away from the people of the townships belongs to Allah, but to his messenger and to kindred and orphans, the needy and the wayfarer, in order that it may not merely take a circuit between the wealthy among you. So take what the messenger assigns to you and deny yourself that which he withholds from you, and fear Allah, for Allah is strict in punishment. I'm on page 1445, number 8. Some part is due to the indigent Muhajirs, those who were expelled from their homes and their property while seeking grace from Allah and they and his good pleasure and aiding Allah and his messengers. Such are indeed the sincere ones. But those who before them had homes in Medina and had adopted the faith show their affection as carried to them for refuge, such as came to them for refuge. And entertain no desire in their hearts for things given to the latter, but give them preference over themselves, even though poverty was their own lot, and those saved from the covenants of their own souls, they are the ones that achieve prosperity, and those who came after them, our Lord, say, our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who came before us into the faith, and leave not in our hearts rancor or sense of injury against those who have believed. Our Lord, thou art indeed full of kindness, most merciful. I'm at page 1446. I'm at section 2. Alhamdulillah. Section 2. Hast thou not observed that the hypocrites say to their misbelieving brethren among the people of the book, if you are expelled, we too will go out with you, and we will never hearken to anyone in your affair. And if ye are attacked in fight, we will help you. But Allah is witness that they are indeed liars. If they are expelled, never will they go out with them. And if they are attacked in fight, they will never help them. But if any do help them, they will turned their backs, so they will receive no help. Alhamdulillah. Of a truth, ye are more feared in their hearts than Allah. This is because they are men devoid of understanding. Alhamdulillah. They will not fight you even together. I'm gonna hold it right then. I have to deal with something. And be right back. Alhamdulillah. I'm on page 1446. Alhamdulillah, 1446. Thou not observe the hypocrites say to their misbelieving brethren among the people of the book, if you expel, we too will go out with you, and ye will never hearken to anyone in your affair with the language.
Alhamdulillah.